It can be a privilege for us to come to you. Bow our heads in humility to the death where we were taken from, and someday shall return as Jesus cares. But oh, how we thank thee for this glorious, marvelous hope that we have today, that that dust shall put on immortality someday, and we'll be made like him unto his own image, and then we shall see as he is, the lovely one, the one that was crucified for us, buried and rose again, the third day now sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession upon our profession. How we thank thee for him. We thank thee for this church tonight, Lord, for this little old tabernacle, though it's crude, few concrete blocks still together for the efforts of some of the people, a little roof over the top, few seats. But Lord, you humble yourself. That's what we can understand. Come down because it's all we've got to offer you. Hey. A welcome place each service when you come. Talk with us, commune with us, bless us. We go home rejoicing, happy. When we're sick, you need a chair and lay your healing hand on us. We get well. Oh, we're so happy about all this. We're very happy, and we pray, Father, that you'll continue to be with us. Thank you tonight for our pastor, Brother Neville. I pray that you'll be with him, Lord, and his little family there. God bless them. So glad we're living in the day that you love our paths crossed here on earth today. Maybe have real fellowship around the world, fellowship with one another. Thank you for Brother Tom, Lord, also, his lovely little family. For all the other ministers and families in the building tonight, so thankful for all of our friends everywhere. Bless us together now tonight as the word may go forth, may it go anointed, Lord. Seed that's alive coming out of the Bible. Thy word have I hid in my heart, O Lord, that I sin not against thee. May it go forth tonight and the seed of God be planted in every heart. And may it bring forth a great, great service, grant it, Father.